This man is a legend around these parts, having run jam sessions for up to 30 years. Not only a player, but a teacher as well. Welcome, Gary Briggs.
Thank you very much.
Gary, first up, can you explain to a non-musician what jamming is?
Jamming can be anything from uncontrolled noise to constructive playing together. Quite often it's done without rehearsal, but people usually know the structure of the songs they're working on, or the song can be simple enough that I can show them the structure. And we sort of just play along and feel each other out.
So can new musicians jam, or do you need to be an experienced musician before you join a jam session?
Okay, it can be all levels. I teach kids as well, and I've had kids from the schools come down to adult jams and get up and play along with the songs. One of the songs is simple enough.
What's the most valuable thing in jamming?
Your ears.
You have to listen.
You listen to what's going on and try and fit in with it rather than take over.
Ah.
It's a fine line, actually, between trying to fit in and trying to show that you're there.
So it's really a team thing. Like, it's good
for... Very much so. More so than bands, probably. In a band, egos can probably raise and fall, but in a jam, it's really got to be balanced.
What do you do with someone who's not cooperating in the spirit of the jam?
Well, see, the good thing about controlling the jam is I'm like the mum. I know what all the volume knobs are.
Okay.
If you're really good, you'll get another song. If you're ordinary, you might not. You have to come back the next week. But the good thing is, you do come back the next week. It's not like it's all over.
No.
It's a building process, and some of the people are really good in their lounge or their bedroom, but when it comes to playing in public, a whole lot of other things take over. So we try and work on those.
Yeah.
Focus on the playing rather than the distractions.
So I can see how it helps a new musician.
It's really good for confidence. But as I was just saying, if someone plays in their house or in their room, they can play there for 20 years and still panic when they go live.
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner you get them live, the better.
Yeah. So do people come along and listen to jam sessions?
Oh, definitely. I've got people that aren't players at all, that just love the freshness of jamming. And the thing about it with jamming is, if you don't like what's on, half an hour later, there's going to be something different.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, the jam nights are quite good. If you go to see a band, you're stuck with that band all night.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about jamming? I mean, doing it for 30 years, you must have...
It is hard work. It is mentally hard.
Yeah.
Because when I'm in the room, even as I'm talking to someone else, my ears are listening to every instrument that's playing. I'm also scanning the room to see who hasn't played yet, who's next, to see if someone looks like they're nervous in the corner, to see some young fellow with a guitar case or something like that. So that side of it's hard, but the rewarding side is exactly that, the amount of people that never thought they'd be on a stage.
Yeah.
Because of that, the amount of things that's involved to get you on a stage, there's a lot. But in this case, they can just walk into the hotel, wherever it is, and walk straight up, and there it is.
Yeah, that's really cool. Where are most of the jam sessions held?
Gawler is... not too bad when it comes to supporting live music. At the moment, I'm working regularly at the Overway. They do a monthly jam there, and they do a lot of other live acts as well. Other than that, it's around the area, not so much regularly out at Owen and Balloch and places like that, but you have to go and look for it, because live music against artificial entertainment is a little bit harder to find now.
It is. It's very different, isn't it? I mean, once upon a time you needed a band. Every little town would have a dance happening every Saturday night, and they needed a live band. Well,
that's true. That
doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No. Well, it's just, like I was just saying, there's so much artificial entertainment now that people can have a full concert without leaving their house. They can plug in all these different things and get all these enhanced effects and some sort of entertainment. But it's a lot easier than going out and actually getting involved in live music. As in anything these days, it's easier to sit home and push a button than to go out and to feel the sensation of the live.
Yeah, that's the same with theatre, I guess. You see so many really professional films and plays, as you say, just at the touch of a button. Why go out and sit in a usually a cold hall and watch amateurs.
But, that's right.
But there's something about it actually happening in front of you with real life people that makes up for that.
Plus, if it's out of your control, when you're playing the buttons, you're in control. So you control the amount of fun you might have. Whereas if you go out and you experience something that you don't know what's going to happen, I find that much more interesting.
Yeah. So we've sort of talked a little bit about changes that might have happened over the last 30 years. Is there anything you can add to that?
Along that same line, artificial entertainment, which gets back to pokies and stuff like that, that has really changed the social scene of what used to be called the local pub. People used to go to the pub and swap news, swap events, keep in touch with things at a sensitive level. Now with Facebook, and that's all desensitised, so that side of it is different, and the pubs seem to have opted for... Admittedly, it's harder work to get bands into hotels. You don't know whether the band's going to be good or not. A pokey is a pokey.
Yes.
It's going to reproduce the goods regardless. But it really has changed the social scene and the structure of the local pub. For the worse, I think.
Yeah. Can you see any way out of that?
Time. Mm-hmm. The honeymoon of the pokies has waned. So every second person doesn't go there now. It's getting down to the hardcore stayers. So in that way, the pubs are starting to look at generating interest again. You can't always do it with schnitzel night. So they have to just branch out and think outside the little square that they've made.
Mm-hmm. Gary, you're also a teacher. Do you teach individuals, bands? What?
I'm a private teacher at schools. I teach individuals and I concentrate on school bands as well.
Have you had inter-competitions with your bands?
We go into the Balaclava of Stedford every year. Balak is the host, and my little kids have been winning it for the last 6 years in a row. I'm very, very proud.
Oh, that's great. How many kids in the band, roughly?
It varies. You have to have a minimum of four, and I think we've had as many as nine.
Uh-huh. And what instruments do they play?
We have bass, guitar, drums, keyboards, vocals, backup vocals.
Ah, really? You have singers?
And a lot of... what worked for me was when I first started watching the Stedfords, I found it really non-inspiring. Kids standing up in school uniforms, no choreography, no visual display. So I started watching the TV of the Sydney Stedfords and stuff like that, and the production on those is phenomenal. So within our budget, I sort of started that way. We started having some props and doing a bit of dress up and a bit of choreography, and that's, I think, what made the difference.
Yeah, that sounds good. And anybody tried to copy you yet? Or
no one's beat us yet.
No one's beat you yet.
The gauntlet is out. We do want the competition.
Yes, yes. At the jam sessions, can you bring any instrument? Like, can you bring a piano, accordion, or
we've had
a flute?
Bagpipes.
Bagpipes, yes.
You can bring whatever you want.
Okay.
I basically set up what I call a standard kit. I'll have we use electric drums. They're a lot easier to work in hotels, and I'll set up the drums, the guitars, the bass, the keyboards, and four microphones. So that's a basic setup, and then people bring along saxophones, harmonicas, violins, piano accordions, ukuleles.
Yeah.
I'm ready for anything.
You are. That sounds great. I know there's ukulele classes held at U3A in Gawler. I'm just wondering if any of them trot along.
Well, there was a couple of ladies that have come down a couple of times and they were fantastic. The first time, really, really nervous.
Yeah.
Not only maybe playing in public, but maybe out of their music scene.
Yes,
And standing in a room full of other musicians. But they came back and you could see the improvement the second time.
Ah, that must be so.
And they were really well received as well.
Must be so encouraging for you as well as for them.
Definitely. See, the good thing about a jam night is people don't go there with one preconceived style of music. So if you're a heavy metal head, you'd go to watch a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a heavy metal band and you went and saw a country band, you probably wouldn't like it. But with a jam, they're not so judgmental. People come along, they're just there for music.
Yeah.
So they're much more open to different styles. And that, I think, helps the players.
Yeah. It sounds wonderful. I'm going to have to start coming to jam sessions.
Well, after 30 years, if it wasn't wonderful, I wouldn't be doing it.
No, no. Well, I've missed out up until now, but no longer. We've been talking with Gary Briggs, who has been running jam sessions and teaching music in Gawler for some time, and I hope for many years to come. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate it.